loving all men. And sometimes I feel like when I'm walking around school, around campus, you can, whether it's me or my friends around me, when you see a certain person, sometimes you just get angry or you feel mad because of either their action or something they've done. And I think you like, the reminding of like, it's not their fault that they're acting like that, you know, and that you could also be that light or guidance to instead change their negative energy into something positive. Amen. So I found that very reassuring.
Amen.
I enjoy it from the message. Oh, no.
What's one word?
I enjoy it from this message about how one way we can put the whole armor of God on is through fellowship. So I really enjoy this point because maybe sometimes we have problems or things, we can fellowship, and this here is a way we can put the whole armor of God on to defeat the enemy.
Amen.
Amen.
I mean, actually, adding to what Larry just said, like a good chunk of us, or all of us, will be adjusting to very tight schedules when you get to college. And some of us are already living in tight schedules as we're taking such challenging classes, especially if you've got a heavy load. But that's good, because in some way, it's going to force us to put the whole armor of God like you've actually shared. But having a tight schedule pretty much doesn't give you an excuse to walk away from the Lord. It gives you an excuse to actually use the Lord to power you up. Because he's going to help you in many ways. You may be thinking of other days that can help you, but the Lord has been the most reliable source of help these days.
Amen.
And he should be the same source when you go to college.
Amen. Amen.
Lord is the head and the body.
Mm-hmm.
You got both.
Amen.
Yeah, you got both forces.
I feel like I can share a little testimony that I used to be a young person a long time ago, and I was very ambitious as well, but I didn't know the Lord, you know, and I was at UT Austin, Texas. And actually, I had an appointment. I had an opportunity to have an appointment with the brothers on campus when they started their, student work there. And after like three appointments, I told the brother, "I'm not interested." I said, "See you later," you know. And I was just trying to hide from the Lord. But 7 years later, I got caught. And captured by the Lord. And there's no point of running away from when you're chosen, you're chosen. Mm-hmm. So I was so ambitious at one point. I was chasing after the wind, and I was so unhappy, and I didn't want to live anymore. That's how I received the Lord and came to the church life. But I can tell you that, in the last years since I came into the church and learn the truth and know God's, heart desire and learn about his will. I have to testify that it's been the most happiest times of my life. And I feel like my human life is fulfilled, that I'm able to live the life that I wanted to live.
Amen.
open to fellowship with them when you are like going through something. Actually, like recently I'm going through something and I just invited myself to a saint's home and I fellowship with her, and then I realized like she also went through the things that I'm going through right now, And she also told me like the experience of other sisters or other saints that's also going through this thing. So I found like after the fellowship, I was really released and we prayed together. And then by this kind of fellowship, you know, you're not alone, you're in a body. And then there are so many like saints are actually like being there to supply you, praying for you. So, but this kind of fellowship doesn't come out by just knowing a person. You have like simply like know the person. You have to feel comfortable. And the way that make yourself feel comfortable to open up to the saints is like keep inviting yourself to the homes to know them, to like, yeah, to get familiar with them, and then you will feel comfortable to open to the fellowship to the body.
So I found in my personal experience that I get angry at people really easily, and this applies to pretty like me at school a lot, because there's lots of little things that can set me off, and little things can make me very angry. And so I found that I started reading the Bible on the way to school on the bus, and on the days that I do read the Bible and I immerse myself in the truth, you know, I'm not angry at people, but, and so I found that, you know, spending time with the Lord in His truth and girding yourself in righteousness is how you can soar above all the petty things
Amen.
In the world, and how you can keep yourself enjoying Him no matter what the situation is.
Amen.
College seems kind of a while ago, you know. It was like 5 years ago. But when I think about college, it was probably one of the most positive times in my life. Probably where I just feel like I pursued the Lord like I've never pursued Him before. When I think of that time, and there's just no regrets, you know? Some people may regret a portion of their time in their life. But I just remember before going to college, I just really wanted the Lord's will, you know? And for a while, I didn't know what that was, and I was really struggling, but if we seek the Lord, He's faithful to manifest His will to us. And it may look different from what you imagine. Where I went to school, what I ended up doing was not what I pictured, but looking back, it's probably the best thing I could have done. And I'm so thankful that no time was wasted. I just finished, and then I was able to go to the training, and I'm just so happy how things have turned out, where now I'm engaged. Like, I'm like, wow. It's just like, because all these things that you picture in your life, and you think that you know the best way. You know how your life should go. And initially, I was disappointed, but yeah, I'm just so thankful because the Lord is so good and how He does things. So if we just put the Lord first, you know, sometimes we think we need to go to we need to go to Cornell, or we need to go to UPenn, we need to go to the top school, right? But actually, the Lord really knows what you want and what you need. Sometimes we don't really know what we want, and we think that what we want is what we want right now, but later on it might not have been the best choice, right? So 5 years later, I'm so happy. I'm happy right now. I'm here and I'm enjoying the Lord. But may we just choose the Lord's will.
Amen.
And may He have mercy on us to put Him first.
Amen.
And I believe that if we put Him first, we'll live a life of no regrets.
Amen.
We'll be the happiest people.
Amen.
And
I recently, this past year, I asked a brother, like, how do I fellowship? And he said, you choose someone you trust, and then you go talk to him. And so, yeah, there's a lot of spiritual definitions, but our brother shared about his being helped a lot in the body through fellowship, and you don't have to know them that well, but you just choose someone that you feel you can trust and that you can open up to. And I also, one thing that, something I did at first because I thought because the person I trusted is really spiritual, so he's going to tell me the spiritual answer, and what I want is not that spiritual, so I'm going to hide my desire within a 3 multiple choice question and tell him that I'm considering these 3 things when I really only want 1 of these things, but the other 2 are a lot more spiritual than the third. But I'm going to tell him I'm open to all 3 and then see what happens. And so the first time I did that, while I was like trying to explain it and pose the multiple choice questions, the brother just stopped me and he just told me, he just said, you know, I think you should go with this one, the one that I wanted, that I thought was not spiritual, right? And afterwards, I began to realize, you know, we have these concepts about what's the right answer,
yeah,
and what's the right spiritual decision to make,
right.
But that's based on the law, right? Our righteous, self-righteous view of the law. Actually, the Lord is a living person. He has a living choice, and it may not be what we necessarily think, what God is thinking, right? He may have put something in our heart, and we can just open that in fellowship, and we'll see what the living Christ in this brother or sister feels as well. Right? And so afterwards, I began to bring up genuinely, no more multiple choice questions, my feeling to the brothers, and that feeling was confirmed over and over again, right? Sometimes it's not always that way, but I think it's good. We'll have the opportunity. I think the brothers are opening up an opportunity later today for us to learn to fellowship and go in. And so you just choose someone that you trust or you might trust and go and talk to them.
I wasn't going to share, but I guess the Lord just told me, so I stood up. When I started high school, my freshman year, college was the last thing on my mind, because I really felt like the Lord would come back by that time, so I didn't have to worry about it.
Amen.
But, you know, I'm a senior now, and school started, and now all these applications, and I'm like, oh my gosh, I have to actually deal with this. And so, I guess now that, you know, I think hard about it, and, you know, talk about it with the Lord, I feel like, I can have like a choice of what I want to do, but also at the same time, I'm also open to what the Lord wants me to do for Him. Mm-hmm. So I feel like I'm different from like all my other classmates because
Amen. That's right.
I'm not as stressed out, I guess, about college and stuff like that, because I know like at the end of the day, I have the Lord. So
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
The conscience and how you make decisions. I feel like in high school you're really stressed and there's so much things that piles up. You just make decisions really quickly. You don't really think about it. But I feel like when you talk to God about like, your decision, or just even talk to like a serving one or a church friend about like a decision, you feel much more confident in decision making. So you feel like you're making it with God, like in yourself. I feel like you make a decision just like out of yourself. Sure, it might lead to something good because like, you know, but like we need to deal with the world. The world is really sticky, and those kind of things just really like defile your spirit. You really need the washing of the Lord's blood. So it's easy to just like fellowship with your fellow people and just like talk it out. And be able to come to a decision that you feel that the Lord will agree with.
Amen.
Share, but then the brother shared about fellowship, and then I was reminded of something. So I feel like a big point that I learned very recently is to not be afraid to fellowship with the saints. Like sometimes a lot of young people are afraid to fellowship because they think they're going to get an answer that they don't want. I remember very recently I just had a talk to somebody, and I just texted one of my companions, and I was so sure she was going to tell me like, all these, like, oh, you should like, turn to the Lord and you should pray about it. But then she was like, she genuinely told me, like, I am not in a really good spiritual place either. And then we didn't pray, but we did talk about it. And I feel like what's really, really encouraging about that is that don't feel like you know the answer you're going to get, because you might be very pleasantly surprised by the answer you are going to get. And another thing is fellowship, like the brother said, is like when you sometimes you feel like if you bring up something that you might get a certain answer, and then if you don't do it, then you also have other negative things might come in, right? Like either if you regret or you might feel guilty. But when you bring it to fellowship, you're also safeguarding this thing that you want to talk about, and it's safeguarded in the body. Amen. And that this way that Satan can't use it against you, and he can't use it against the body either, because it's already being safeguarded. So.
Amen.
Since I have the mic, it's a long 10 minutes. Brother Aaron, he brought up this matter of the war between two wills, and in a sense, I don't think any of you asked for this, but you could even, if you really realize what this means, is the entire universe lays on your shoulders, in a sense, the fate of the universe. There's two wills in this universe, there's Satan and there's God. And the linchpin is really you young people. You imagine in this world there's almost 8 billion people, and even there's millions of Christians. But how many millions of Christians know what God's will is? That He wants you to represent Him and even have dominion over Satan. You'll as you guys will go to college, you'll meet a lot of Christians, and they love the Lord, the genuine believers, but through you guys coming to the summer school, here in Genesis 1:26, over and over and over again, the reason why we said it this morning is because God has a will on this, in this universe, and you guys have been equipped to do it. And so that's, I don't know what you guys think, but that's a really heavy weight. And so that's why I appreciated going through these matters of the armor of the truth, or the whole armor of God in Ephesians 6. Because if you guys were just sent into battle without being equipped, you just get slaughtered. Like, well, how do I do this? And just matter of being girded with the truth, learning is so simple. It's like, well, I need to learn how to spend time, I need to be supplied with the Lord, as his sister was talking about. Learn how to open up and speak with the saints about matters, because it matters to God concerning you. Mm-hmm. I think with this matter of these two wills, it's not necessarily like, oh, now I just have to give up all my hopes and dreams. I hope you guys took this away from Brother Aaron speaking, that it's not a matter of you just like, oh, I guess I'll just go become a martyr in the Middle East, and then the Lord will come back. But in your daily lives, in your college, you guys have huge decisions coming up. And that's awesome, because that allows you to put this into practice pretty much in the next few months. Lord, where do you want me to go to school? Lord, even according to your will, what should my major be? Lord, what should I study? Lord, I don't know. Lord, help me. And you'll learn that for me, when I had to make these types of decisions, a lot of the time the Lord doesn't give me an immediate answer just from me praying with Him, because He wants me to go and practice the breastplate, right? Learning on the body armor, putting on the armor of God, which is learning how to fellowship. A lot of these things, all this armor, it's important because ultimately you bring it back to the Lord as you fellowship about your college, this decision. This is you choosing the Lord's will, and actually that brings the Lord's coming back a little bit sooner.
Amen.
So it's a huge task, in a sense, but the execution of these things is in some, yes, it'll be, I guess, Armageddon in the future, but really, right now, it matters, but by bringing these big decisions that you have, and even your small decisions, and learning how to incorporate God's will into it.
Amen.
I'm only 5 minutes, so we still have 5 minutes.
Reminded this morning, like as parents also, at this critical juncture of our children's life, making such the most important decision in their life, what should we do? Should we take this opportunity to exercise our own will, impose what we want them to do? Mm-hmm. Or we should be the right tool to guide them,
yeah,
to the Lord and to exercise the will,
amen,
according to God.
Amen.
So how can we function at this time, either as a parent or as a serving one? The brother mentioned that most of the young people here grow up in the relatively speaking conservative families. They don't have much of the freedom growing up. In other words, to be honest, they don't know how to make choices. Brother Ron also, in one of his messages, mentioned that in certain cultures, the parents are that way. But is that truly according to God's will?
Yeah.
Is our function here as a parent or a young people serving one, should be the one help our children to make the right decision, to help them to exercise their will according to God. So we truly need to learn. As older sons here, I'm very much reminded here, in order to be the ones that the young ones can come to us and trust us to fellowship, we really need to exercise our will as well according to the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. I was really helped by our brother putting the matter of fellowship as a practical way to put on the whole armor of God. Now you realize this outline says we're in a warfare, right? You may not feel that way, but between God and Satan, there is a war going on. And you are not only the battleground, but you're right in the midst of this war. But as Brother Matthew said, if we send you in there without any kind of armor, what would happen to you? You become casualty of war, right? So we really want to equip you, and I think this is a really practical help. How do you put on the whole armor of God? Brothers, how do you put on the whole armor of God?
Fellowship.
Fellowship. Sisters, how do you put on the whole armor of God?
Fellowship.
You have to fellowship.
This whole armor are not individual armors putting on each one of us. This whole armor is given to the church. So if you want to experience and to be under the protection of this armor, you need to learn to fellowship. Fellowship. And fellowship is not just getting some approvals. Fellowship is really opening up what's in your heart and trust not only the Lord, but the saints also will care for you and also help you. And, you know, as I really enjoy a lot of the testimony that Brother Aaron shared. You think that the brother's going to tell you one way, right? You have some feeling. Is this of the Lord? Is this not of the Lord? Maybe the brothers will tell me something else. We always think that the things that we like, the Lord's going to say no to it. As growing up as young people in the church life, I don't know where we got that idea. It's something, if I like to do something, if I decide to do something, the Lord's going to say no. Actually, that's a lie from the enemy. The more you fellowship, the more you'll find out. So we have some announcements. If you arrive and haven't seen registration, please do so during the break. And actually, we will have some activities to facilitate fellowshipping with the saints. Can you all turn to the schedules? We'll go through the schedule this afternoon. We're going to have lunch now from 12:30 to about 1 o'clock. And from 1 o'clock to 3:30, this is for rest, study, and recreation. During this period of time, if you would like to fellowship or learn how to fellowship with the brothers and sisters, we have some sign-up sheet and registration. So first, for the serving ones, if you're open to take out some time, we'll still give you time to rest. But if you would like to take out some time, 20-minute slots, please go to the registration. There will be a sign-up sheet where you can put down the time that you're available for the young people to have one-on-one fellowship with you. So, for example, I went during the break, and I put down 1 o'clock, 1:20, 1:40. So I have all three open slots for whoever want to have fellowship with me, right? So serving ones, when we dismiss for lunch, please go and sign up. Make yourself available for young people. For students, if you would like to have an appointment with the serving one, you can go to that same sign-up sheet and just sign up to have an appointment with a serving one to have a one-on-one fellowship. Practice what Brother Aaron did with some older brothers. Whatever you have, questions you have, concerns, if you would like to have some personal fellowship with the brothers and sisters, brothers with brothers, sisters with sisters, you can also go and sign up to have this kind of fellowship. Let's just start right here while we're here in the conference. If you've never done this before, it's a good time to start learning how to fellowship with the saints. Then from 4 to 6, we have a special fellowship time. We'll begin with a panel regarding choosing a career, applying for college. There'll be a panel of saints for questions and response. So for that, if you have any questions, burning questions within you that you would like someone to answer, this will be anonymous. There'll be a box near the podium in Building A. I believe there are also some papers. You could write down your questions and put it in the box. And from 4 to 6 this afternoon, we will all meet together. We'll not come here, but we will join the college students there in Building A from 4 to 6. And we would like all of you to come to participate in this Q&A or Q&R response. Question and response panel time. And the second half of that fellowship will be geared specifically toward college application process. So if you have any specific questions on applying for college, you don't need to be stressed out. How many of you are stressed out for applying colleges? A few of you. Okay? So there are a lot of resources available during this time. You can put your question in, and we would answer your questions in a very interactive way with the panel. Okay? So 4 o'clock, don't come here. We'll all be in Building A. And then we'll have lunch now from 12:30 to 1.